Millions of Americans own guns. Surveys suggest it's more than a third of Americans over 65. But that presents a delicate challenge for caretakers trying to determine when a gun is a safety risk and what they can do about it. Reporting for Guns in America, Anthony Cave has this story.
Daryl Howard keeps a loaded gun nearby for protection. It's a handgun, a Glock 45 caliber.
When I'm out and about, I keep it on my van. When I'm here at the house, it stays at my desk in my notebook.
He says he's seen gang violence where he lives in Oaklawn, a Dallas suburb, and he's carried a gun ever since.
For me, there was no second option. You know, it was something I felt that was really necessary for me to be safe.
Howard turned 65 in October. He's had a handgun for the last 15 years. Though Daryl is growing older, the fact that he owns a gun isn't an issue for him or his daughter or his son-in-law, Justin Allen.
If found out he had Alzheimer's or something and you went and see a doctor, then we would probably know early on and we could have that conversation before it got too serious.
Daryl Howard agrees.
If it got to that point, I could see how owning a handgun would be, you know, I'd be a danger to myself and everybody around me.
Today, Howard is of able health, but that's not the case for everyone his age, and that can be a problem. The safest way to store a gun to prevent accidental injuries and suicide, research shows, is locked up and unloaded. But about a third of older adults may not store their gun safely, according to a study published in April. Dr. Ali Rawani Rabar at the University of Washington worked on the study.
I think the majority of reasonable individuals would agree that if somebody has very mild cognitive impairment, there would be some questions such as, is there access to firearm? And are there plans that if this gets worse, then, you know, the firearm could be stored with somebody else potentially?
Simply put, it's dangerous for some elderly people to have a gun in the home, especially if they suffer from dementia, depression, or are liable to forget where their gun is stored. That creates a risk for themselves and anyone who visits.
Restricting access to guns could save lives and prevent injuries because at that point, the individual may not be in a position to actually be a responsible gun owner.
Chiffon Kinney is a registered nurse in Dallas. She visits elderly patients at home, and when she does, she rattles off some important questions.
Do you happen to have a gun in the home? And then if you answered, well, yes, I would say, okay, well, where do you store it? In the bedroom, and it can be anywhere in the house. More than likely, you're probably going to get up and show me where it is because I'm going to ask you, where is it? And I will also ask you, is it loaded? And have you ever used it?
That can lead to some tough conversations. If Kinney is worried about a patient safely handling a gun, she'll try to get a family member to remove it.
Quite often, the caregiver doesn't want to upset mom and dad because they say, well, I don't want to take the gun out. He's had it forever. He's going to get really angry with me. And they're more afraid of the anger.
Sometimes the doctor needs to be the bad guy and talk to an elderly patient or their children about removing a gun from the home. Dr. Raja Paspula has had that conversation before. He's the head of geriatrics at Parkland Hospital in Dallas. Paspula says it's easy to get a patient's driver's license taken away.
As a geriatrician, if I have concerns about my patient's driving, I can reach out to the state, send my recommendation, and the license is going to be removed.
Not so much with guns. In Texas, there's no mechanism for removing a gun unless someone poses an immediate threat.
Because it's a sensitive issue. Patients talk about their Second Amendment rights.
Paspula says the gun conversation needs to happen early and often, especially as patients age. For Guns in America, I'm Anthony Cave.